The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions. Their first title in 40 years.
For the first time since 1954, the Giants are world champions.
And you tell them one thing, just win, baby.
I'd say it's today's golden days.
Just like the tombs in Egypt, soon as you see it, you'll be speechless. Golden, no job when we slide through. We gon' provide you with something to ride to. Golden, just like the tombs in Egypt, soon as you see it, you'll be speechless. Golden, no job when we slide through. We gon' provide you with something to ride to. Golden, 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 golden.
Bay's Golden Days, I'm Marcus Boucher, and let's get straight to the motherfucking point. We all know why we're here. The Raiders put up an absolutely sickening performance on Thursday Night Football, losing to the 49ers 33-3. And I'm not over-exaggerating when I say sickening performance. I literally got sick after this game, but don't worry, your boy is back to give you the full Raiders recap coverage like I do every single week right here on the Bay's Golden Days podcast. I told you I ain't going nowhere, win, lose, or tie. Well, folks, it looks like we lost this weekend to the 49ers, so I'm going to go ahead and recap this whole entire game. There's not really much to talk about except for the Raiders fucking quit on Jon Gruden. They didn't show up, and they basically summarized this whole fuck you package that you're shipping off to the Oakland community as you're shipping them off to Vegas. But we'll get all into that as we also will get into our preview for next week's Chargers game, and we'll talk about the ramifications of Jon Gruden, this 10-year contract, these goddamn draft picks, all this salary cap space, who's still going to be on the team, who's going to get cut. I mean, we got it all for you right here on the Bay's Golden Days podcast, and I'm already getting hyped up, so let's just hop straight into this game review because, man, I talked about it on the last podcast. This was literally one of the worst Thursday night matchups of all time. Not even Thursday night. One of the worst prime time matchups of all time, with the two teams entering this game with a combined 2-13 record. Yes, 2-13. Obviously, the Niners got the win 33-3 to tie the all-time series at 7-7. So, hey, the Bay Area looks like it's going to end in a tie with the Raiders taking off to Vegas. I mean, unless someone's got the numbers from the preseason games, but who cares about those? But it's going to end in a 7-7 all-time series tie between the Raiders and the Niners. And this was a sad, sad game to watch for the final Battle of the Bay because, like I said, one of the worst matchups in primetime football game ever. I mean, this looked like a preseason game. I mean, literally, you had a third-string quarterback in Nick Mullen, and you had a Raiders team that didn't even show up, that quit on their coach. And then to top it all off, you had the 49ers kicker before the game. He didn't even know where to put the ball. He lined up on the wrong spot. I mean, this game was a mess to begin with, and it honestly looked like a preseason game where Kyle Shanahan just simply outcoached Jon Gruden. It's as simple as that. I don't care if Nick Mullens was playing quarterback. I don't care if Tim Tebow was playing quarterback. I don't care if Colin Kaepernick comes back and plays quarterback. I could have been playing quarterback for the 49ers that night. It was so goddamn easy for Nick Mullens and this Kyle Shanahan offense to just pick apart the Raiders. And I'll start off from the first drive, even though the Raiders started with the ball. Let me just give you a quick example. Kyle Shanahan just skinned it up so great where he puts Matt Breida in motion first play of the game. Sends him all the way outside Marquise Goodwin. It gets Marquise Goodwin matched up with Tahir Whitehead. Tahir Whitehead can't cover nobody to save his life. And you're going to get him matched up with a what? Sub 4-4 Olympic runner in Marquise Goodwin? I mean, it's an easy matchup all day. Easy money. No one's around him. 5 yards. Start the game off. The first touchdown in the game. Play action. Guess who? Let's say it together, boys and girls. Reggie Nelson. Yes, Reggie fucking Nelson bites again. Bites hard on the play action. Gets beat deep, and it's a touchdown Niners. And fucking A, I'm getting ahead of myself because I didn't even talk about the one drive that was actually good for the Raiders because I'm just so ready to just dog on this defense. Let's talk about the first sign of positivity, if there was any in this game, because the Raiders did start off with the ball. Derek Carr puts together a nice 10-play, 56-yard drive. The Raiders drive down the field pretty easily, if you ask me. But then our rookie right tackle, Brandon Parker, 2 penalties, backs us up. First and goal at the 20-yard line. I mean, you can't be having that bullshit. The Raiders had to settle for a field goal, and this offensive line really was the problem all day for this Oakland Raiders. Colton Miller would end up getting hurt on the next drive, and it showed its impact throughout the whole entire game because the Raiders averaged 11.2 yards per play on the 6 plays before Colton Miller got hurt. And then after he hurt his knee, 3.6 yards per play. And we saw him get beat up. He ended up getting pulled from the game. That moved KO outside. He got beat up on left tackle because he's been playing inside all year. On the right side, Brandon Parker was absolutely garbage. I already mentioned him with the penalties. He was letting up sacks left and right. Actually got benched. So now we had our third string tackle in because Donald Penn's been on the IR for half the season. I mean, this offensive line was a mess. They let up a total of 8 sacks on the day. The Raiders defense has 7 on the year. Yes, you heard me correctly. The Niners had more sacks in this game than the Raiders do the whole entire fucking season, and they got beat up so badly, the Raiders offense couldn't even get anything started after Colton Miller got hurt. I mean, there was just so much pressure on Derek Carr. The offensive drive stalled out 5 in a row. 3 punts to the half, 2 punts in a row, turned the ball over on downs. I mean, what is there to talk about from this Raiders offense? They missed the field goal. They missed opportunities. I mean, this was just a trash game to begin with from this Raiders all around. I mean, yeah, we had the first drive. It would have been nice if our rookie tackle could have stayed healthy. It would have been nice if our other rookie tackle could have fucking blocked somebody, because I don't understand how Tom Cable comes back to the Oakland Raiders, gets, what, the second highest paid offensive line in all of football, gets a first round, 10th overall pick, Colton Miller, then gets another, what, second, third round pick in Brandon Parker. You add 2 top 3 draft picks to this offensive line, and you get worse. How the hell is that possible? Tom Cable, give me some fucking answers. I mean, Derek Carr has taken 13 sacks, hasn't thrown an interception, but he doesn't even got the chance to throw the ball downfield because he's been sacked 13 times in the last 3 games. I mean, the guy's getting absolutely beat up. This offensive line, I don't know what happened to him. They're falling apart, obviously plagued by injuries, but that's no excuse to be playing this fucking poorly. I mean, the Raiders have allowed a sack on 8.1% of pass plays this season. That's their highest since 2010, which, coincidentally, was the last time Tom fucking Cable was with the team. So I don't know what the hell he's done here. I mean, Derek Carr's first 4 seasons only allowed a sack on 4.1% of the time. It's damn near doubled with Tom Cable now. Did he literally just trade out the guys from the Seattle Seahawks to the Oakland Raiders? I mean, is this offensive line? Am I going to go pull out masks from KO and it's going to be like Scooby-Doo, unmask him, and oh shit, it's a defensive lineman from the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, what the hell happened to this offensive line? It has been absolutely terrible. Tom Cable has got to be responsible for some type of punishment. I mean, fire the guy. He hasn't done anything coming back. Obviously, our sack numbers are the highest it's been since he's been here. So what has he done? How does he make this offensive line worse? I don't understand. Somebody's head has got to roll. And Tom Cable is number 1 on the list. And number 2 on the list, right behind him, is Paul Gunther, our defensive coordinator. Because I'm going back and forth, going from in this game to out of this game. I mean, I talked about the touchdown already, that Reggie Nelson was absolutely trashed, that he bit on the play action. We could talk about the next touchdown pass that Nick Mullins threw to Kendrick Bourne. That was a slant over the middle. He was wide open. Not a guy 5 yards around him. Niners come back, kick another field goal. The second half, the one thing I will give credit for, the toughest ball that Nick Mullins threw through the middle, through 2 or 3 Raider safeties, because they don't have any ball skills at all and they can't turn around and make a play on it. George Kittle gets a beautiful one-handed catch, takes about 50 yards down to the 5-yard line, and then guess what? Next play, they go to George Kittle again. A 5-yard touchdown where, surprise, surprise, there's nobody within 5 to 10 yards. He can just walk into the end zone. I mean, how easy did we make this game for Nick Mullins? I mean, it's like he was throwing cheeseburgers to fat people at McDonald's all day. It was just too easy of a target. The guys were wide open. It was absolutely pathetic, this defense. I mean, I shouldn't even have to say anything. They let up the 49ers, and Nick Mullins put up 33 points on them. 33, and that's where I got to put an asterisk, because if anything, I'm not happy as a Niner fan, because this showed me what Kyle Shanahan can do with Nick Mullins. What does this mean for Jimmy Garoppolo? Is he as good as people say, or is it all about the system? Because even before Jimmy Garoppolo, Kyle Shanahan had what? 5-6 games where they're losing by less than 1 possession. He was keeping games close. And now all of a sudden, you get a guy like Nick Mullins coming in, and he's the second coming of Brett Favre to all these Niner fans. I mean, what's going to happen to Jimmy Garoppolo? That's the biggest issue. But I mean, it's as simple as that. Kyle Shanahan beat John Gruden, beat Paul Gunther. Just out-schemed him. Like I said, every single touchdown, there was no Raider defender within 5 yards. The only thing you saw was Reggie Nelson's dreads floating through the wind 10 yards away, because he's never, ever, ever around to make a fucking play. I don't understand how he's still on his goddamn team. I mean, if he hasn't been pathetic, he's been a symbol for this Raiders defense this year, because they've just been pathetic the whole entire year. Get this, the Raiders are on pace to give up 504 points this season. That would be the most points allowed by an NFL team in the past decade. I mean, we can't stop nobody. We can't tackle nobody. We can't sack nobody. Only got 7 sacks on the year. That's the fewest in the NFL. I mean, I'm pretty sure 10 individual players have more sacks than the Oakland Raiders do this year. I mean, it's pathetic. The Raiders have allowed the second most points as a franchise through 8 games, 252 points. They're tied for the second fewest takeaways with only 6. And like I said, the fewest sacks in the NFL with only 7 sacks. Paul Gunther, what the hell happened to this defense? I mean, we were able to stay in the game at least first half to start the year. But what? Now they got some film on your defense. Now everybody has just been able to stop you. You haven't been able to get any pressure on the quarterback at all. I mean, when blitzing this year, the Raiders have generated an NFL low 34% pressure on the quarterback. When not blitzing, they've created pressure on an NFL low 22.3%. I mean, everything is just so pathetic about this Raiders defense, about this Raiders offensive line right now. At least the offensive line has injuries. They can kind of put up a scapegoat like there. I mean, your 2 left tackles are banged up. Obviously, Donald Penn on the IR. Colton Miller dealing with knee injuries. But something's got to change, man, because Derek Carr said it himself. The Raiders' whole offense got benched in the 4th quarter. He didn't want to come out. But, I mean, what did Raider fans want? People called for A.J. McCarron. He got sacked, too. I mean, goddamn, there was nothing Derek Carr could do. And he said, hey, we got to find out who really wants to be a Raider. Who wants to be here? Because I don't think too many people are going to be here. Paul Gunther, you can get fired. Tom Cable, you can get fired. Bruce Irvin, like I said on the last podcast, we were looking to trade him. Couldn't even get a trade. We cut him. He's already gone. Reggie Nelson, please get the fuck off the team. Marcus Gilchrist. I mean, all these DBs, these safeties, as sad it is to say, I'm tired of harping the horn about getting Carl Joseph some more playing time. I mean, he was a fucking first-round draft pick. You'd think with the play of Reggie Nelson and all these goddamn atrocious defensive backs, Carl Joseph can get in there somewhere, linebacker, anywhere. But no, this coaching staff must hate him so much because they're not playing him at all, so I don't expect him to be around next year. Tahir Whitehead, who I started this podcast off with, who I say can't cover anybody to save his life as an outside linebacker, I mean, get this. He has surrendered a perfect 158.3 passer rating when targeted this season. 4 targets, 4 receptions, allowed 101 yards and a touchdown yesterday. On the season, 26 targets, has led up 23 catches, 405 yards, and 7 fucking touchdowns. How many times am I going to say the tight ends beat us every year? It's because we ain't got no goddamn linebackers, ain't got no goddamn DBs. Ain't got no goddamn defense. I don't expect nobody on this defense to stick around. Maybe Maurice Hurst, Arden Key are rookies up front. God. Hankins had some pressure in the backfield, so there are some things of positivity. Our redshirt rookie from last year, Gerrion Conley, played 53 defensive snaps against San Francisco in Week 9 and 23 in coverage. He was only targeted twice and only allowed 1 reception for 3 yards. So, I mean, hey, at least some of our draft picks are playing decent, and that's all we got to do now is just rebuild. Because it's over. This season's over. If it wasn't over before this game, I mean, shit, we were sitting at 1-6. Now 1-7. Yeah, this game is for sure over. And you know what's over? This Oakland Raider era of football, pretty much. Because, like I said, it's a straight rebuild now. Who's going to be here in the future? Who's going to stick around? Derek Carr still wants to be around. Like I said, he wanted to stay in that game. He wanted players who want to play for him. And John Gruden wants players who are going to play for him. And you got to figure out who wants to play for that Raider uniform, for that silver and black. I mean, goddamn, I know we haven't been great over the past decade, but we're not the fucking Cleveland Browns. We're not the fucking joke of the NFL, or maybe we are now, because who knows what John Gruden's doing. But we got to figure out who's going to be here and who's going to stick around. And here's Derek Carr saying, we got to find out who wants to be a Raider and who wants to play for the Shield.
I think going forward, we build that trust and see who really wants to be a part of this. You know, you see who really wants to be here, who really wants to turn this thing around, who really wants to do the hard things that nobody else wants to do. It's easy to say, I'll go do it somewhere else. That's easy. I think we figure that out. And I think that going forward, we find out who's a Raider.
Exactly, Derek. You got to find out who wants to be a Raider. Like I said, had some signs of improvement from a couple of rookies, Maurice Hurst, Gerrion Conley, a couple young guys playing nice. But I just gave you the list. Bruce Irvin gone. Reggie Nelson, get out of here. Marcus Gilchrist, Tahir Whitehead, get the hell off my defense. Johnny Townsend, this fucking punter. God damn, we drafted a punter in the fifth round. He can't punt the ball over 25 yards. You guys heard my rant on him before. He's got one fucking job, can't punt the ball. That's half the reason why our defense is letting up so many goddamn points. Terrible field positioning every single game. Man, I mean, cut them all. Get rid of them all. Clean house. Stick around with the young guys. I mean, shit. At least Reggie McKenzie has done a good job with these contracts. We could just cut people and all of a sudden we got hella cap space. And we might have more because as much as I say now, I mean, we're in a rebuilding phase. You're going to get rid of a lot of these veterans. Donald Penn, yeah, I don't see him coming back. Jordy Nelson hasn't lived up to what he could have been this year. I mean, but shit, the whole Raiders offense hasn't lived up. Raiders in general haven't lived up to what they could have been. I could see him as a cap space hit. So, I mean, I guess that's something to look forward to besides the young guys, besides Derek playing well last week. Shit, when Derek isn't getting fucking killed and fucking pile drive to the ground, he's a pretty good quarterback. I mean, we saw two number four quarterbacks out there last week against the Raiders and the Niners. Flip those jerseys. You're telling me if Derek Carr wasn't on the Niners that night, not getting a lick of pressure put on him, you don't think Derek would have tore up that defense for the Raiders? Exactly. Derek would fucking light up our defense with no Khalil Mack. He's got no pressure in his life. I mean, the Raiders, like I said, the least sacks in the NFL. He'd have absolutely nothing to worry about. But hey, Derek's on our team. And like I said last week, that's my quarterback, man. I'm rolling with him. And we got to roll with John Gruden. As bad as this experiment has been to start off the year, we got to stick with him. Like I've said multiple times on a podcast, he's on a 10-year, $100 million contract. He's got two or three or four years potentially before that seat even gets a little sizzle, if you want to talk about the hot seat. No, the guy's got financial security. He's got the endorsement of Mark Davis, the owner. So, I mean, the guy's not going nowhere. And now we just got to see if it pays off. Because, hey, that's a positive from this game. If you want to take anything away, I mean, we were a 1-6 team playing a 1-7 team. The 1-7 team won, which just bumps us up into that first overall pick. It's between us and the New York Giants now. And the Giants and the Niners play next week, so one of them's got to win. So we can always look at it there. It was the final battle of the Bay. We might have lost it, but we might have won the battle for Nick Bosa. Come on down, baby. Get used to playing against your brother in the division. I mean, shit. Three first-round draft picks next year. The Cowboys lost. That's another positive. So now their draft pick would be at number 10 right now. So they're sitting in the middle of the pack. Might have two top 10 draft picks. I mean, you got to think about the positives, man. I just went on like a 10-15-minute rant yelling. I feel like I'm going to lose my goddamn voice now. But there are some positives, if any, because the Raiders will be good. With all these draft picks, with what, $80 to $100 million in cap space, and all these players dying to be a Raider, as John Gruden said. The Raiders are going to be good again, I can guarantee you that. It just won't be in Oakland. And that's the worst part about all of this. Because being 1 year removed from that 12-4 season, finally the return to greatness. The Khalil Mack, Amari Cooper, Derek Carr, the trio that was supposed to lead us into the glory days right here on the Bay's golden days. And now it's over. And now we're rebuilding for Vegas. So there's no shot at winning here in Oakland. The last year, signed right now at least, in the Oakland Coliseum, will go down as one of the most embarrassing years in probably Raiders franchise history. John Gruden will fucking come back next year wearing a fucking eye patch over the black eye that he put on the franchise for this 1 year. And I said it to start the show. I mean, this whole season, this game against the 49ers, I've seen a lot of people say the Raiders deserve to get beat like that for what they're doing to the Bay Area. And it's not a bad argument. I mean, like I said, that game, this season, has just represented a big fuck you to the fan base of Oakland. I always say the Raider Nation is worldwide, no doubt about that. But, of course, there's that loyal, original core base here in Oakland that wanted to see the Raiders win. And now they're never going to get the opportunity to see that. At least for me, I didn't get the opportunity in my lifetime. Like I said, when I was born, the Raiders were in L.A., came back, haven't done shit since Rich Gannon. And I gave you the whole list of quarterbacks since Rich Gannon on last week's podcast. So now we just sit and wait. Derek Carr, got to build a team around him. We got a bunch of cap space, got a bunch of draft picks, but not a lot of hope. Not a lot of hope right now for the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders will return to greatness, like the slogan says, and the Bay's golden days will be here to cover it. But for now, like I said, a truly just pathetic performance from the Oakland Raiders on Thursday night against San Francisco 49ers in Santa Clara, of all places. God, talk about a fucking no-show. Team literally quit on John Gruden. That's why Bruce Irvin was out the door. He's been mad since Khalil Mack has been traded. And all these guys that I named off, they're going to be falling out the door. Because heads are going to roll this offseason. I can guarantee you that. John Gruden is going to just completely continue to gut this roster and just have his way and set it up for Vegas, as sad as it is. But it is what it is, right? Shout out Max Holloway, the blessed one, the Hawaiian king. But shit, man, yeah, that's my rant. I hope I lived up to the hype. I tailed down a little bit at the end, but this was a 1-6 team against a 1-7 team. Big fucking whoop-de-doo. This wasn't like the last time when we played the 49ers when we knocked them out of the playoffs, ended the Jim Harbaugh era. Colin Kaepernick wasn't taking a knee. He was getting benched because that's how badly he was playing. That game still lives in infamy more than anything. Because at the end of the day, like I said, this is a fucking preseason game if you want to look at it. And all it does is benefit the team who lost for the draft pick. So we can go ha 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 and joke around and the Niners can get their jack off fest for the week. But we'll see what happens in 4 years. I'm sounding like I'm about to join a college or join the war or something. That's what it feels like fucking being a fan of the Raiders. Going to war every weekend. Nah, I feel more like a fucking PST veteran. Getting flashbacks to the Jamarcus Russell days. No, no, stop it. I don't want him. I'm fine with Derek Carr. That's my quarterback, man. And like I said last week, I'm sticking with him. We got to ride out the rest of the season. I mean, shit, if the Raiders players are quitting on the team, I mean, do I quit on this podcast? I mean, I could give you the fucking rundown for the rest of the season right now. We got the Chargers next week. The Chargers are already favored by 10 points. You know, usually I would say 10 points, division game, take the points just to keep it close. But who fucking knows with these Raiders? I'm telling you just to not bet on these Raiders in general this year. I mean, maybe if you're not a Raider fan, obviously, if you're just an outsider listening to this podcast, go ahead. Bet on the Raiders losing. But Raider fans, nothing to really look forward to this weekend. Phillip Rivers is playing damn near better than ever. The Chargers are hot as hell. The only two teams they've lost to this year are the Chiefs and the Rams. Yeah, that'll pretty much tell you how good the Chargers are this year. Phillip Rivers, like I said, MVP type year. Melvin Gordon is scoring touchdowns at a pace that we never saw coming after his rookie year where he didn't score a single touchdown. I mean, I don't see anything good happening this weekend, so why even give you too much of a preview? The Raiders are going to lose. It's as simple as that. But the week after, we might have our one chance. Our one chance for another win this year. Taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Josh Rosen, the rookie. You know, you never know what could happen. But you can never know if this offensive line is going to shit the bed and Chandler Jones is just going to fuck up Derek Carr. And you never know if the defense can stop Larry Fitzgerald. Christian Kirk, nice little rookie. I don't think we're going to slow them down. So, nope, that could be another loss there. After that, we got the Ravens. You know that defense is going to kill our offensive line if we're not healthy by then. Who knows if Joe Flacco or Lamar Jackson will be playing by then, but anybody can score on this fucking defense. We've seen that this year. That's another loss right there. Next week, I don't even got to talk about the Chiefs at the Raiders. Next 2 weeks, damn, Steelers at the Raiders, Chiefs at the Raiders. I'm going to go ahead and just pencil those in L's right now. We got the Raiders and the Bengals. I don't see those beating Bengals. I mean, maybe Paul Gunther has a coming-to-heart moment where he wants to put on his best defense for the team that he used to coach for. If he's still on the fucking team and he's not fired by then, that's another L. Shit, I think we could probably beat the Broncos. As much as I hate the Broncos, I ain't putting that one down yet. Write that shit in pencil. Maybe we got a chance against the Broncos, but at that point, you don't need it. You're just going for draft capital because you end the season playing the Chiefs again, which is another L on the schedule because, let's all be honest, we've seen the Chiefs offense this year. I wouldn't be surprised if, what, they're the first NFL team to put up triple digits on this Raiders defense. Yeah, watch Andy Reid put up 100 burger right before going into the playoffs. I would not be surprised, motherfuckers. That's right, Nate Diaz. I would not be surprised. And honestly, I'm not surprised by this Raiders season. I mean, I said it on the last podcast, once we sold Khalil Mack, it was a sign for things coming. That's why I didn't really freak out too much on the Amari Cooper trade reaction because we got great value from him, as much as I hate to say it. First-round draft pick. Go back and listen to last week's podcast and listen to all the wide receivers drafted in the first round since Amari Cooper. Tell me if anybody's getting anywhere close to the value of Amari Cooper and a first-round draft pick that the Raiders got. But once we got rid of Khalil Mack, it sent the fire signals, sent the smoke signals. John Gruden was waving the white flag. He did not think we were that 12-4 team that made the playoffs. He did not think we were coming back to the playoffs. And to put it frankly, he did not think this was a championship roster. And John Gruden didn't get out of his comfy job on Monday Night Football to just be an average team. He came back to win championships, and now he's reloading to win championships his way because he's going to build it however he wants because he's got guys calling him dying to be a Raider, supposedly. Who knows what we can believe from John Gruden right now, but we believe that he's got 3 first-round draft picks this year, 2 next year. I mean, our second-round pick is going to be, what, top 3 pick probably? So we're going to have 4 picks within the top 35? Defense, defense, defense. I mean, we got to lock and reload. Hopefully the Cowboys keep losing, giving us a number 10 pick right now. The Bears are looking nice right now. Hopefully they lose and don't get into the playoffs or else that pick is only in like the 20 range. But we'll see what happens, man. John Gruden, you're lucky you're going to Vegas because you're going to get used to rolling the dice a lot. And that's what you're doing with this Oakland Raiders franchise. And I should just say Raiders franchise now because by the time we're good again, like I said, we're going to be in Vegas. So I'm sorry, Oakland Raider fans. I'm sorry, Oakland fans and Bay Area fans, but you guys knew this was coming. You knew this was going to happen one day. The city of Oakland has fucked over the Raiders. The A's, don't even get me started on the Oakland Triple A's and everything they've done to stop the Raiders from redoing the Coliseum and building another stadium on that site. I mean, Oakland has pretty much done nothing for the Raiders, and this is how they repay them. A big fuck you, a big loss to the 49ers on Thursday Night Football for the final Battle of the Bay. But one thing that's not final is the Bay's Golden Days coverage. That's right. Like I said, win, lose, or tie every single week. Raider Nation till I die, baby. From the Bay to LA to Las Vegas. It's the Raiders. It's the Raiders. So thank you for downloading and subscribing on iTunes, Google Play. Thank you for listening, of course. That's the biggest part of this. I mean, if you just put it on in the background, maybe you fall asleep to my soothing voice. But whatever you do, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading, subscribing. Like I said, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you find podcasts, you can find this podcast. And you can also find the Straight Cash Podcast right here on the Bay's Golden Days Network, where me and my boy Alan Flores will be back every single week to give you free picks against the weekly NFL spread. We'll give you the over-under against the spread, give you our locks of the week, and win you some money right here on the Bay's Golden Days, because if the Raiders are going to be this shitty, at least we got to bet and win some money, right? So, I mean, something's got to go right. I mean, we got to enjoy these Sundays somehow. So keep on tuning in to these Raider Recap podcasts. Check out the Straight Cash Podcast, all here, right here on the Bay's Golden Days Network. Check out the website, BGD Sports, to get all these podcasts instantaneously. And until next week, you know what it is. It's golden, baby. Golden, 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 golden.
Stay gold, pony boy.